power on stalls. The objective of this task is to exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with power on stalls. Demonstrate understanding of the importance of the 1,500-foot AGL minimum altitude, how the maneuver relates to a normal flight, rationale for power setting variances, approach to stall indications, full stall indications, which aircraft inputs are required to meet heading or bank angle requirements, determining the most efficient stall recovery procedure, the importance of establishing the correct aircraft configuration during the recovery process and the consequences of failing to do so, the aerodynamics associated with stalls and spins in various aircraft configurations and attitudes, the circumstances that can lead to an inadvertent stall or spin, and the circumstances that can lead to an accelerated stall. Demonstrate your ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing aerodynamic factors such as angle of attack, airspeed, load factor, aircraft configuration, aircraft weight, and aircraft attitude, the range and limitations of stall warning indicators, the effect of environmental elements on aircraft performance, required actions for aircraft maximum performance and the consequences of failing to do so, accelerated stalls, collision avoidance, scanning, obstacle and wire strike avoidance, failure to follow the stall recovery procedure, failure to maintain coordinated flight during the maneuver, secondary stalls, and demonstrate your ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing inadvertent stall or spin. Demonstrate your ability to select an entry altitude that will allow the task to be completed no lower than 1,500 feet AGL. Establish the takeoff, departure, or cruise configuration as specified by the evaluator. Set power as assigned by the evaluator to no less than 65% available power. Transition smoothly from the takeoff or departure attitude to the pitch attitude that will induce a stall. Maintain a specified heading plus or minus 10 degrees if in straight flight, or maintain a specified angle of bank not to exceed 20 degrees plus or minus 10 if in turning flight while inducing the stall, or as recommended by aircraft manufacturer to a safe maneuvering altitude. Recognize and recover promptly after a fully developed stall occurs. Retract the flaps to the recommended setting and retract the landing gear if retractable after a positive rate of climb is established. Execute a stall recovery in accordance with procedures set forth in the aircraft flight manual or the pilot's operating handbook, and accelerate to VX or VY speed before the final flap retraction. Return to the altitude, heading, and airspeed specified by the evaluator.